Emergency physicians are on the front lines, caring for patients who are hospitalized for COVID-19. That means they're at greater risk of being exposed to the coronavirus. To learn more about what it's like to be an ER doctor in Illinois right now, Illinois Newsroom's health reporter Christine Herman spoke with Dr. Ernest Wong. He's president of the Illinois College of Emergency Physicians.
You know, every day I see these patients come in, I see them at the bedside, and you do the job. You swallow your fear, you swallow your anxiety, you gown up, and you go in and do the job. And that's what kind of sets emergency physicians. That's the soul of an emergency physician. It's different than other areas in medicine. I think you can't do this job unless you're able to do that effectively. And so I've seen, patients that are positive, and my colleagues have seen patients that are positive, and they're coming in sicker, and, we're putting them on ventilators, and this is kind of the pattern. It's starting to ramp up, and my job is to protect my staff, keep the morale up, make sure that they get everything they need, and the important thing that I think that I'm trying to do is debrief everybody who has a situation where they've had a very difficult case or they've had to, have difficult conversations with family and put someone on a ventilator. It is not just the actual physical act of doing it. It's everything that goes around it because of the unknowns.
Dr. Wong, what are some of the biggest unknowns right now when it comes to being a healthcare worker who works specifically on the front lines of this in the ER?
Well, number one, am I going to get sick? Right? Is my PPE rationing the right thing? Okay, if I'm being asked to use my mask for, weeks on end until it falls apart, how effective is that? And is that morally the right thing for our government to be asking us to do? Okay, am I going to get sick from intubating a patient? Right? Because we know that that's a risky situation. And do I have enough the right PPE to be able to do that safely? There are some hospitals I've heard about that don't even have N95 masks. And so if you have to intubate someone with a standard mask, it puts you at a higher risk, but it's better than no mask. And what if the standard masks run out? What if the gowns run out? What if the gloves run out? That's one of the main concerns that I hear every day, because we don't know how long it's going to last. That's the other thing. We don't know how long it's going to last. We don't know what the peak is going to look like. And the everyday kind of anticipation of it, waiting really is mentally draining, physically draining as well. And if I get exposed, am I going to get it? If I'm carrying it and I'm asymptomatic, what if I give it to my staff, my kids, my other patients? Do I need to quarantine myself or my family? These are the unknowns.
Dr. Wong, we hear about how there's a shortage of testing, and I understand at North Shore you have developed on-site testing, but many hospitals around the state don't have that. I'm just curious, can you talk a little bit about how the lack of widespread COVID-19 testing is affecting ER physicians across the state right now?
The way that it's affecting emergency physicians across the state, the lack of testing, basically is we don't know what the prevalence of this illness is in our populations. And so if you don't know who has it, you can't accurately quarantine, isolate those people, and then they're going to spread it. And so if you don't have adequate testing, you can't effectively isolate and find new hotspots of outbreak, because the key is, if there's an outbreak, you want to be able to just quickly quarantine them. And we know that that works. That has been effective if you can get it early. But if you just kind of let it fester, then every person infects 2 to 2.5 other people, and the doubling rate is every 2 to 3 days, it rapidly spreads, and then you lose that window of opportunity to contain.
That's Dr. Ernest Wong, president of the Illinois College of Emergency Physicians. He spoke with Illinois Newsroom's health reporter, Christine Herman.